This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. It is Independence Day, and what a concept that we could find the independence or the freedom to actually spend an entire day with the Lord. I've been hoping to do that for years and years, and it's really cool that, James, you found this. We talked about it last week. Matthew Henry's had an essay where he talked about this very concept. Last week, we talked about spending the morning with God, but today we move on to this beautiful subject, which would lead to independence that would be unbelievable. So, James, take it from here.
All right. So we're looking at spending the day with God. And Matthew Henry wrote over 300 years ago, and what he has to say, though, it's amazing because it's still fresh and on point because he stays so close to Scripture. And in his book, A Method for Prayer, which sounds very boring, but actually it really isn't, he looks at why we want to spend the day with God and how to do it and all the good that can happen because of doing it. So let's jump in. He says that in order to spend the day with God, we need two things, a sense of expectation and a consistent focus. Again, sense of expectation, consistent focus. And he's not talking about doing nothing else, you know, going up on a mountaintop or running off to a monastery. He just says this is something that can be a part of every day of our lives and should be.
That's right. I mean, he starts with Psalm 25:5, where, you know, David writes, "My hope is in you all day long." And that's a great way to look at it.
It really is. And I want to add as we begin that this is something that we grow into little by little. You know, and some days we do it better than others, but this is an area where we need to grow because we always have something to look forward to in him. So just going through the day with what's next, Lord, you know, my hope is in you all day long, in other words, is a great way to live. And that kind of expectant attitude of heart helps you stay focused. Because otherwise, we get distracted by so many of life's little details, and just keeping our hope in him helps us keep our heads above the weeds and gives us a new perspective for everything.
It's amazing the peace he can give us on even our most difficult days, right, when we turn to him, isn't it?
That's so true. Then Henry goes on to unpack what this looks like in our hearts. He says that we should look for what only God can give us, you know, to delight in him, that we should want that, to recognize we were made for him, and no one can make us happier than he can. Henry also says that we should live dependently on God, relying on his help, devoted to him like a servant, so that we're looking for what he wants us to do and depending on his strength for it in the moment.
Wow. You know, one of the things that strikes me about that is how important prayer is to just staying consistent in our relationship with God, right? I mean, we really have to do this because if we don't, we're just going at it in our own strength, you know, day after day, and we miss so much.
Exactly. So our hearts have got to have that attitude of Lord, I'm yours, and I just love you. I look forward to you. And we really need to ask for his help with this because it's also easy for us to realize how much we need to grow in this and just get frustrated and give up, right? I mean, just think, well, you know, we'll never get there. And it's not that we don't love him, but it's just that we kind of, well, you know, just stay stuck. So we have to ask for his help and then persist in this. And it's a little like riding a bike. Once you get in the habit of it, you'll find that you keep wanting to go there. So you keep wanting to live there with him. Now, let's talk about how to apply this practically. Matthew Henry talks about starting the morning with God and praying with our families. And then when you go to work, recognize that you depend on God to bless you in it and ask him to do it. You know, let God into your business and your meals and your relationships and your travels and your alone time.
So he's basically, you know, saying that we should recognize that God is essentially always with us, right?
Yeah, yeah, and that life without him is vain and empty, and so we want to live as close to him as we can. And Henry points out that we can only do this because of Jesus and his kindness to us, but we really can do it, and we want to do it for several reasons. One, life is short, and we'll one day give an account of our lives to God. And also, we want God to be gracious to us and to bless us.
Oh, yeah, I love that thought. So what he's saying is that we'll miss out on the good things from God if we aren't paying attention.
Exactly. Here's a direct quote. The life of communion with God and constant attendance upon him is a heaven upon earth. I mean, who wouldn't want that, right?
Right.
I mean, this doesn't mean that we won't have troubles. Jesus said we would, but if our hearts and minds are resting in him, then heaven can even touch earth through us, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it really is.
So he finishes up by saying that to really do this, we need to look for God in even the little things, how much we have to be thankful for, how much we need him in the moment, like even taking a bite of bread and saying, you know, blessed be he who made this bread, who gave it to us. Then he says, look around and see how much the world needs God and live by faith in Jesus, frequently talking to him about the littlest things throughout the day. And then Henry ends it with a reminder that none of us know when the Lord will come or when our last day on earth will be. So we need to be with him and ready for him here and now. We really want to live this way, because if we do, we will be so blessed. And it's not about any tricks or, go from point A to point B to point C. It's a matter of just living in love with the Lord who made us.
Wow, and therein lies all kinds of independence, right? When you take his yoke upon
right.
you, it's light. So I'm so glad we looked at this today, James. That's such amazing stuff, and it makes me look forward to next week when we'll be looking at how to close the day with God. You know, I hardly wait. So let me wrap up today by asking God to help us just be real with him and spend more and more time in his presence each day. And so, Jesus, I often think about how it would be just amazing to pick up the phone in the morning and call you and never hang up. And I pray through this advice from Matthew Henry 300 years ago and James that we might be more attentive, that we might be seeing you in the little things, and that we might find you through this in every day, and that it might become a habit for us, that we could truly have that kind of independence in being with you as your loving servants and your friends. So Jesus, help us, because clearly I can tell you from experience we need your help with this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.